people. Just wanted to let you know that it's been a busy week, and a lot of things have happened. I've got some announcements that I'd like to go over with you. The first one I want to remind you, and I sent out a mass email yesterday, is to please remember Miss Mary Biddlebrooks and her family, Mr. William, her brother, her and Lawrence's brother, he's gone home to be with the Lord. And he was actually in the hospital for right at the 40-day mark. And I know that he is in a better place, and we know that he is not hurting no more. So I ask if you get a chance to please reach out to Miss Mary and Lawrence and let them know you're thinking about them and love on them a little bit. I also like to mention that William's funeral is this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Silma Funeral Home. And with the new guidelines that have been put in place by the governor and the president, they actually cannot have no more than 8 people. It's 10 total, and I was told one's reserved for the preacher, one's reserved for the funeral director, and they can have 8 family members there. But I did ask Miss Mary if there was any way you could line up or anything like that, and she said no, that was asked not to be done. But she also told me that there was a link on the Selma Funeral Home website, and that you could go and you could view the entire service, that they would have it online. So, as always, I also want y'all to please remember Benny Atchison. Benny's been hurt, and he's still waiting to see the doctor. Those types of elective surgeries have kind of been extended a little bit or passed on, and we're still waiting on a time and a date for him to be able to get in. Also want to let you know, too, we've had a pretty good response to the tithing checks being mailed into the church. We want to continue doing that. Of course, Autogahoa Baptist Church, P.O. Box 35, Autogahoa, Alabama, 36003 is your mailing address, is what you want to send to. I know that also, and those are my only announcements that I have at this time for right now. I want us to all please remember to lift up our nation in prayer and lift up all the people. There's been one thing, Governor Ivey, we saw, put us at a stay-in-place order, or stay-at-home, shelter-at-place, whatever you'd like to call it, this past week that just began this weekend. And I know that a lot of, we see the grocery stores are still opened. There's a lot of essential people that are still going to work every day. And I ask that, pray for those people especially, and especially all the ones just being affected by this. It would be a greater prayer request for everybody. So to open up this morning, let's go to the Lord in prayer right now, and let's just lift up everything. Let's lift up our nation and everyone that is involved and everyone that is fighting this virus. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now, God, and we just lay our hearts down, Lord, for you. I pray, God, that you will be with each and every one of these people, Father God, that the nurses, the doctors, the caregivers, Lord, everyone, Lord, that has been infected by this degree. We see, Lord, that so many are being healed and that they're overcoming it, Father God, but we also see where you've called some home, Lord. I pray, God, that you be with us, dear God, as we try to social distance ourselves, Lord. It's something that we haven't had to do that is totally foreign to us, God. I pray, Lord, that as we take this time, as we slow down, Father God, and as we reflect, dear Lord, we see what your will is going to be in our lives, God. I pray, God, that you will, Lord, show us, lead us, guide us, direct us, Father, in the ways that we are supposed to go, Lord, for you. I pray, God, that you be with each and every one, Father God, on our prayer list, even down to the unspokens, Father God. There is so much more this morning. I pray, Lord, as we meet together, dear Lord, that maybe everyone will lift up that person right now to you, Father God. Lord, just be with us, lead and guide and direct us, Lord, especially as we look at your word, Father. Help us to understand, dear Lord, as we get ready to start Holy Week, Father God,
as we look at the Passover as your entrance into Jerusalem, Father, what an amazing time, dear Lord. The will of your life, God, and what you were going through. Lord, help us to understand, Father. Help us to apply it to our lives. Help us to see, God, where you want us to be in your plan, Lord. We love you, God. We thank you, God, for all the blessings that you give us. Be with our church. Be with our nation. Be with our leaders, Father God. Be with the world, Father. All the people, dear Lord, we call on you. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that you will just lead, guide, and direct us. These things I ask in your most precious and holy name. Amen.
Just to talk open with you for a minute, Palm Sunday is today. And my scripture will be coming out of John 12 is where I'll be this morning when I start off. I have had, to be honest with you, this is just a unique time. My kids are actually in here with me this morning, and Leslie is here. And I did put on the sign out there that according to the state mandate that Governor Ivey put out, all the way through April the 30th is when we are, we're deployed, not closed, we're deployed. And I also want to know, so hopefully May the 2nd, May the 3rd, whatever that, May the 3rd is that Sunday, that's when hopefully we will be able to fill these walls to the brim and be able to come back in here and rejoice and be able to say, thank you, Jesus, because a lot of our people have just been missing our church family, and I know that's me in particular. I've been missing people. Although I have tried to reach out, and we have actually been visiting and stuff. We have definitely been social distancing. I will tell you that, but we have tried to have just to let people know that we were thinking about them and letting people pray and praying for them and just being able to be loving and let them know they're thought of. Because there's still a lot of our congregation that does not have internet access, that sort of thing. A lot of people still run off the flip phones. So this week, as I started off, I was really feeling led, and I started thinking about everything that was lining up, and I want to open up with the first set of scriptures is what I want to do, and it's taken out of John 12:12 is where it's at, and it's titled in my Bible, I'm out of an NIV, it says, Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. 12:12 says, John 12:12 says, the next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it. And as it is written, do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. 17 says, now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, see, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has come after him. The Pharisees' heart were hard at Jesus. They did not want to accept what Jesus was. Today, this entire week, I've been thinking about the will of Jesus and how Jesus had the most impossible task in front of him to overcome the world, to die on a cross for my sins. And yet he did exactly that. It's when you think about as he knew everything that was going to happen. He got the donkey. The donkey was a symbol of peace is what it was. When he came into Jerusalem, he came in peaceful. If he was wanting to wage war, he would have rode in on a horse, as most of them would have done back then. but he rode in on a donkey. And the people praised him. We see the biggest example of our willpower and what God actually wills in us to do. Let me say that just for a minute. These times have been totally different. As I reflected a year ago at Easter, what we were doing, what was happening in the church, the many people that were here, completely different this year as we sit at 2020, as we get ready for Easter. Something is totally different, okay? We're not able to meet together like we are. By all means, I don't want anyone in this church to get sick at all. I don't want to be the spread. So if they tell us right now that we need to be careful in our gatherings because this is an easily spread virus, I want to take all precautions. But that does not stop me from wanting to do the will of Jesus. By no means. It's a personal decision anyway. To be honest with you, let me give you another little story. My mother, who is a flip phone person, okay? No internet, no nothing. Mama said, she called me last week and she said, I want to be able to see your sermon. I said, okay, thank you. That is very sweet. She said, how could we do this? And I said, this is my mother, Sandra Gilliard, who sits right over here, who's years old. Didn't say it. You're welcome. Move into the 21st century. And I thought, well, she said, first thing she said was, I don't want to sign up for anything. I said, I got you. I know. I don't want my information out there. Yeah, you're nothing will be out there. So I asked Tanya, I said, be thinking, what could something we could do to help her? She has free Wi-Fi there where she lives at her little apartments in town. It's a perk provided for them. And so we went and bought her a Kindle, is what we went and got her. And Anna went and picked it up for her. Oh, okay. We're okay. Anyway, got her a tablet and had said we could get her this, get her online where she would be able to see it. Lo and behold, we were able to accomplish all this. And Mother was able to see the sermon from last week. And she said, that was wonderful. I said, well, have you used it for anything else? I mean, have you explored off into it any at all? I mean, you've got a whole lot of information right there at your fingertips. She said, no, I just want to see the sermon. So I said, I understand that. That's fine. When we look at God's will in our lives, I sent out an email yesterday that said, everybody be on point because about what you feel Jesus is calling you to do at this time. Because where this has been totally different from us, I've been so used to people telling me, we're so busy, we're just too busy, we're too busy to come to church, we're too busy to come to a Wednesday night, just a meal like we do our organizationals, we're too busy. Something's always happening. We're always playing catch up. And this is a lot of young families that I talk to, and I see it in their faces and stuff. And I always remind them, it's a decision. It's a choice you make. It's nothing. Only you can bring yourself there. If it was different, if I could help by going to your house and encouraging you, I would by all means. But it is a simple decision that you have to make for yourself. Well, God, it seems like you've given us some extra time on our hands as far as I'm concerned. Everybody's tend to be slowing down right now. Everybody tends to be at home a little more right now. So, what's God been leading you to do? I had made the comment yesterday too in my email. I said, well, maybe I've always wanted to eat a little healthier, exercise a little bit more, and I've always said, I never have the time to do it. I just don't. Oh, but guess what? Now I've got time. When Jesus did what he did, he knew exactly what was going to happen. He knew the entire story, how it was going to unfold. And we see him go through the Passover as we start Holy Week this week. We know Good Friday and then Next Sunday, he rose. We see it all unfolding right in front of us. Let me ask you this too. When Jesus walked on this earth as a man, the miracles, everything that he performed, he did everything out of love. There was never a time, you can go and read the stories, but the one thing that jumped out to me so importantly was right there at the Passover meal. If you look at John 13, which is just, might have to flip the page. I'm at John. This was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Look at what John 13:10 says, okay? And I'm going to be right there through 17. He says, Jesus answered, those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you. For he knew he was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Jesus said, do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who has sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. We're all on the same playing field. No one is greater than the other, especially when it comes to sickness and people. And people, we have heard of this claiming the lives of young children. We have heard of this plague changing older people. It affects everyone. It can very easily. We all have to be careful. They've put that out there time and time again. I hope everyone has at least watched a little bit of the news every now and then, but just to stay in fact how important it is. God's word tells us we're all in this together. There's not a single doubt in my mind, that God is cleaning up something. My opinion, by all means, that's my opinion. But I can't help but see where we're at in this time right now. And you remember, went to go see Brother Hayward this week. Deacons have been reaching out is what they've been doing, and I've been so proud of them for what they have done. And coming back with any needs to the church, anything like that that we can do to help, it could be anything. I'm supposed to pick up Clorox for somebody. Brother Hayward Hartzog, who had been here it's been in 2020. It was right at the beginning of January, told us that he had felt like in 2020 something big was going to happen. It just so happens Brother Hartzog had a need this week, and I got to go spend some time with him. It was this past Monday, and went and helped him in his yard, Gil and I did, and just some stuff that he couldn't do, just little simple stuff, but we helped him out. And he had told me again, and I said, oh, I know. I said, I've thought about that since you mentioned it to me, that 2020 was going to hold something. Now, I never expected it to be anything like this, to where we couldn't come into our place of worship on Sunday morning. That shocked me. That totally, totally shocked me, to be honest. But it doesn't derail me from anything that I'm doing. Now we get creative. Now we think outside the box. What is God leading you to do? What is God putting on your heart, because you can't say that you don't have time now, because apparently all of us have an abundance of time. Look at what Jesus was going through his last week and the willpower that it took. The willpower. We each have willpower in us. Whether or not, we might not want to admit it. Now, you could go to things as far as cleaning out a room. Maybe it's a closet. Whatever the case may be, think outside the box when it comes to Jesus, to see what he's calling you to do during this time. To see what he is asking of you. Seek his word. Just like the teachers, we know a lot. I'm still working. Praise the Lord. I mean, we're still working up at TNT because we're a repair shop is what we are. So, but we do, we maintain basically 20-foot distance between every. There's only three of us. So I'd say three things for you to think about this week as we start into Holy Week. What's God's will in your life? What's God been after you to do? Second thing, there's no doubt God's getting our attention on something. Maybe it's just for us to turn back to him. Maybe you feel crushed. Maybe you feel perplexed. Does God just want us all to move toward the 21st century to maybe get more connected? Since we did this last week, I've had several sweet comments, and I think Leslie did too, on us doing our YouTube and got it out there last week for the first time. It had over 200 views. We were very pleased with that. And would you believe that I had a family member from Ocala, Florida, call me last week on my daddy's side and said, "I saw your message. I cannot believe how much you look like your daddy." And I thought, wow. I never even thought about it, being able to reach somebody like you, of all people, some of my family that far off. It never even dawned on me. It's amazing what blessings we can bring to people when we just trust and obey. Let me show you this. Paul, you ain't got to flip there, but I'm in 2 Corinthians. Paul was talking to the church of Corinth. And look at what he says to them. He says, I'm in 2 Corinthians 4:8. "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be also revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you." Jesus has given each and every one of us a unique chance right now to be creative, to think outside the box, and to truly see what we could do for him. Our church is stronger than ever because, like I've said, we ain't closed. We're deployed for action is where we're at. We always need to remember that, and I will preach that every Sunday, because that's exactly what we are. We are deployed. One of my favorite scriptures, and you cannot help but go back to it, especially as we start Holy Week. Look at what it says in 2 Chronicles, and you know exactly where I'm going. 7:14. "And when Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord," when he had finished the temple, "the royal palace, exceeding carrying out all he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord and in his own palace, the Lord appeared to him." Look at what he says in 14. "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." How many people have been thinking about that recently? There has been a lot, because that's what God is asking us to do. Turn toward Him in all that we say, in all that we do, in our actions. Let it be the same thing Jesus would do. Amen? Amen. That's exactly right. And just like I tell you, there's a lot of things sometimes that us as people, humans, we tend to not want to face. Maybe it's cleaning out something. Maybe it's eating better. Maybe it's exercising more. Maybe you know you'll feel better about themselves. This is the time when we've always had the excuse that says, oh, I'm just too busy. All of a sudden, now we got some extra time. Do you not? That's amen. We do. We have extra time right now. And I pray that everybody's taking that time and that we're looking to strengthen. We're looking to grow closer to Christ is what we're meaning to do. My prayer is that everybody will continue to be safe. Palm Sunday is actually taken out of all four of the Gospels. In Matthew 21, Mark 11, Luke 19, and also John 12, where we were today. As we look forward to, as we start our Holy Week this week, as we see Jesus knew exactly what He was doing and what was being asked of Him, and He was willing to take the cup, and He did. I'm so thankful we serve such a wonderful and, most key word, a risen Savior. Let's close in prayer. Lord, we just come at You today, Father God. Thank You, Lord, for letting us gather together, dear God, and just worship You, Father. I pray, Lord, that all those at home right now, all those who hear this later, is safe and well. And I pray, God, that they'll take this message to heart, that they'll look for ways to serve You, Father, that they'll be creative in what they do, Father, that maybe it'll be something they've never thought about doing before. Helping us all, Father God, please help us all to think outside the box, Lord, and to see what we can do for You. We tend, Lord, to get in those similar routines, dear Lord, and when those routines are disrupted, Father God, we need to always look to You. Lord, help each and every one of us, those who are struggling, Father God. Lord, be with them. Keep Your hands right on top of them, dear Lord. Be with us, Father God, Your people, Your church, dear Lord, as we just press towards You. Your will, Father, not ours, Your will. God, we just love You and we thank You. These things I ask in Your most precious and holy, holy name. I would like to thank everybody for watching today. I hope it's been a blessing on your life, and I hope that you will take this week to consider what Jesus' will and what all He did for us during this amazing and holy week. Amen.